I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1491, Jesus Barabbas. As you know, Jesus wasn't the only Pilate prisoner when he stood before the Roman governor on the way to the cross. In fact, there were three crosses that day, and Jesus likely took the place of a criminal named Jesus Barabbas. Jesus Barabbas? Yeah, that's his full name. This Jesus Barabbas, which by the way means Jesus, son of the Father, was a rebel leader who had committed murder during an insurrection. He wasn't just a common killer, he was a revolutionary guerrilla fighter and a hero to many in Jerusalem. So when the crowd shouted, "Free Barabbas," they knew who they were asking for. Two Jesuses that day, with two very different visions for saving the world. Look with me at Jesus Barabbas. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments: to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others, not hate others, not punish others, not try to get others to conform to our will, but to love others as we've been loved. Here we ask the question, what would it look like if Jesus lived his life of love through us? In his new book, Wood Between the Worlds, A Poetic Theology of the Cross, Brian Zahn writes, "In the eyes of the Romans, Barabbas was a terrorist, but in the eyes of many Jews, he was a freedom fighter." Think of Barabbas as a first century Jewish William Wilberforce or Che Guevara, and you get the idea. As a rebel leader willing to kill Roman soldiers and their Jewish collaborators for the sake of political liberation, Jesus Barabbas, Jesus son of the Father, was a messianic alternative to Jesus of Nazareth. These two men named Yeshua, which means salvation, are two visions of salvation. While Jesus Barabbas was willing to take up lethal arms in violent revolution, Jesus of Nazareth stretched out his arms of love upon the hard wood of the cross. The Barabbas way of salvation comes by killing. The Jesus way of salvation comes by dying. Jesus died for our sins in the most literal way possible. He died for Barabbas. Following the resurrection, Peter confronted those who asked for the release of Barabbas by saying in Acts chapter 3, "You rejected the holy and righteous one and asked to have a murderer given to you, and you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead." Yes, Barabbas was quite literally saved by Jesus taking his place on the cross. This act of being counted as a criminal and bearing the sin of others is anticipated at the end of Isaiah's suffering servant song in Isaiah 53. "He was poured out himself to death. He was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors." Podcast family, every day, you and I live out either the way of Jesus of Nazareth or the way of Jesus Barabbas by how we love or hate, how we hurt or forgive, get revenge, or give love. Here's the great question. Which Jesus has your life looked like most lately? Let's pray. Lord, we know that your way is the way of love, not violence. You bring a kingdom from above. You didn't fight for a kingdom of man. You chose the way of giving, not striving, forgiving, not fighting. Our nature wants to do it the other way. We want to be like Jesus Barabbas. Father, forgive us. Make us like your dear son. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1492. In the meantime, when Jesus hung on the cross, the two thieves who were crucified with him both prayed. One thief prays a mocking, cynical prayer. He doesn't pray in faith, but in defiance. He participates in the way of Jesus Barabbas. But the other thief gets it. He surrenders in faith to the true Messiah, the true Yeshua, the true Jesus, and says, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." How will you live today, friend? In the way of Jesus Christ or the way of Jesus Barabbas?